Hi, you're listening to a show that was recorded for the 2023 WCFM Throwback. This show was recorded on March 18th, 2023. If you have any questions about the Throwback, you can contact me at admin@wcfmthrowback.com. And if you just want to put in a request or dedication for next year's Throwback, that can be put at requests@wcfmthrowback.com. Hope you enjoy the show.
Good morning, WCFM listeners. This is Don Trudeau. I'm a visitor here, class of 90, and I'm kicking off a special Saturday where we've got about six others that are going to be spinning some tunes for you all day long. I'm here with Ed Wiggers, also class of 90, and Chris Gondek, who swear that they're none the worse for wear, despite yesterday being... you know, a day of some note for some of you. I don't have any Irish, so I'm not gonna claim anything there. But we need to get started here. I don't know if radios actually still work, but we're gonna see if they do here. So hang on.
Thank you.
I promise I won't talk after every song, but that was just to test it out, see if the radio actually works out there. So we're hoping the audience is at least at three people and will grow over the day to encompass at least the handful of us. We have a guest commentator on that who's making it.
Well, I know there's a fourth high. This is Chris Gondek, aka Gondo, Class of 9, Hello, Great and the Good in Williamstown. I have confirmation from Chris Jones, resident of Williamstown, Massachusetts, that in fact we were on the air promptly at 9 a.m. And apparently we're getting some fun feedback, which just shows that there's a listener out there. Apparently, we are over the air.
Oh, well, then it's actually working. That was the question whether we could figure out how to do
take the blue down, take the blue down like or up to volume like.
There we go. So coming up anyway. Since is it Tim who's listening or is it Chris? Tim or Chris listening? But this is a little song for Tim. So hopefully you are up and listening. A little Wilco. Here we go.
Dream with you on our bed, California stars.
little bit of a bluesy, funky Sheryl Crow tune there, just after some Wilco. And coming up, a little more of a sort of a jam session with the Stones, and an all-time little musical riff in the next song. So, and hope you enjoy that as well.
Okay. love so strange, said you never know. While I try my best, hey, to cover our eyes, it's a common way to blame and hide the truth. I know that some will say matters a little, babe. Oh, but come on and mean it to me. I need it so bad. Never get old. Standing in the rain, mean what you said, oh, and mean it to me. All of these lies, oh, and never again. Come on and say, and I'll say it again. I know that some will say it matters a little, babe. I'm a coming and mean it to me. I need it so bad. Oh, I mean it to me. I need it so bad.
Still here at CFM, apparently talking offline, sorry, a little rusty in the DJ setting, but still here with Chris Gondek and Rusty Stop and Ed Wiggers ready to offer some words of wisdom.
Testing,
and just to check
testing.
The box on something,
hello.
I'm going to say inter Nikki Zub Zub.
Oh my God.
So you want to write that down there,
Holy
Gondo? It could be a swear word that we have to write down.
That's like a pico aggression.
Yeah, can you confirm? did I do that correctly? I'm
yes.
not even sure. Okay.
Yes and yes. Wow, that is amazing.
So we are blessed here. We have a little pet weather rock out the window, and it helps us tell you what the weather is. You know. If it's wet, then it's probably raining or a dense fog or something. Neither of those have happened. There isn't much wind. It's not swinging.
It's actually Chance of Tim.
There's a Chance of Tim. Oh my God! There we go. Chance of Tim. So apparently we are going to be visited by yet another class of 90 Williams person. Tim Twombly here, moments away. Hold your breath. Anyway, in terms of updated news, apparently Senor Trump tweeted out, and I realize it's not on, on Twitter, but whatever that other bat channel is.
That the Nazis use.
Somebody uses. Anyhow, apparently has predicted that he will be arrested on Tuesday. So that's breaking news here at 9:30 in the morning, this Saturday, the 18th. Hopefully you have some green still on and it's not from clothes that you were wearing yesterday. here's some he's entering role play. Anyway, we're going to get back to playing some tunes. Tim is in the house.
Tim who?
Tim Twombly.
What class?
T squared 90. There you go.
Hey, Don. And,
yeah.
Intamuk Mahalavia.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We might have to write down two things now. So we're not trying to get banned here. Forgive us. People are swearing all over. Let's get back to music. It's safer that way. Safer for everyone, and hope you'll enjoy this. Last song was I Need Never Get Old, and that is true. You don't need to get old. I hopefully don't need to get old. No one needs to get old, but I feel a little older now, so let's listen to some more music.
In a tiny town where I come from, you grew up doing what your daddy does, and you don't ask questions, you do it just because. You don't climb too high or dream too much, with a whole lot of work and a little bit of luck, you can wind up right back where your daddy was. This little bitty town, it ain't nothing new. We all stick around, 'cause they all tell us to. Swallow your pride, just to make your family proud. If I didn't think that it would shut the whole place down,
today I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away? Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I can do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you. You can carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away? Song, oh, yeah. Rhythm and rhyme and harmony. Mm-hmm. You help me along,
making me strong.
Oh, you're making me strong.
Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Drift away.
Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Just give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll.
Some 90 folks here still in the room. We have Chris Gondek and Tim Twombly. At some point shortly after or right around 11, Teddy will be joining us, and he'll take it from there, and then there'll be a lineup throughout the day. Lots of music, some stupid banter, and a little local colloquialisms, I guess. We're thinking of what we can quote from like a Shoresy sort of Ontario quote thing that won't be offensive to anyone. In the music category, you were just listening to Dolby Gray's song "Drift Away," although that was Uncle Cracker playing it. And before that, we had One Horse Town from Blackberry Smoke, and coming up, none other than the Boss. And thereafter, it's a little bit of a heretical thing, but I'm playing something from a Middlebury band, not a Williams band. So pay attention to that. And I think you can actually call in, are the phone lines working here, Chris?
The phone lines are dead as Kelsey's place. No, right now, and we were warned about this, that the request line is a little wonky. Actually, and by wonky, we mean non-existent. And I'm a little concerned about pulling wires out simply because, for those of you who've never been to the WCFM studio, there are a lot of wires. And, you know, it's a little bit like defusing a bomb. You say, well, I think I'm going to plug in the phone, and the next thing you know, you shut off all the power to North Adams. And I don't need that responsibility. So maybe later on, if we feel confident, we'll give our personal phone numbers out to the good and the great, to, like, if people want to try to do requests. But we're not trying to dodge you guys on requests. It's just literally we're kind of working with chewing gum and bailing wire here. And to local listeners in the Williamstown area, I am sorry if the transmitter went down and you kind of lost us for a little while. Buttons are tricky. I'm an old person. But I have it on high authority, particularly also the meter readings right now, that we are back on the airwaves and we should stay that way. So, no, to be determined on the whole phone thing, Don.
I see. And just because he says it's on doesn't mean it's on. So we'll probably pass along something if you want to communicate with us.
Though, look at those readings. Trust me, those little needles.
You can't read those. Your readers are like long gone.
Yeah, I need to get my glasses. Come on now.
Yeah. Well.
By the way, Don, you're doing a great show. I want to praise you for your musical choices.
Well, that's high praise.
Are those the same pants you wore at the holiday party in December of 2021? They're a striking shade of green. One does not easily forget those pants.
Well, I was wearing Ulster orange last night, so I figured today I might as well be slightly Irish.
You're a contrary man, Don Trudeau. No.
Yes. I need more coffee.
Princess cards she sends me. With her regards, oh, barroom I shine vacancy. To see her, you gotta look hard. Wounded deep in battle, I stand stuffed like some soldier undaunted. To her gesture, smile, I'll stand on fire. She's all I ever wanted. Oh, but you let your blue walls get in the way of these facts. Honey, get your carpet baggers off my back. You wouldn't even give me time to cover my tracks. You said, here's your mirror and your ball and jacks. But they're not what I came for. And I'm sure you see that too. I came for you, I came for you. But you did not need my urgency. I came for you. One long emergency, and your cloud liners pull my electric surges free. We're crawling to my ambulance. Your pulse is getting weak. Oh, be yourself on now to me, girl, while you got the strength to speak. 'Cause they're waiting for you at Bellevue with their oxygen masks. But I could give it all to you now if only you could ask. Oh, and don't call for your surgeon, even he says it's too late. It's not your lungs this time, it's your heart that holds your feet. Don't give me my money, honey, I don't want it back. You and your phony face and your Union Jack. We'll take your local joker and teach you how to act. I swear I was never that way even when I really cracked. Didn't you think I knew that you were born with the power of a locomotive? They were leap tall buildings in a single bound. And your Chelsea suicide with no apparent motive. You could laugh and cry in a single sound. Alright. And your strength is devastating. In the face of all these odds, remember how I kept you waiting when it was my turn to be the guy. You and that crying half so proud when I found you broken on the beach. swings on me like a leech. That medal you wore on your chest always got in the way, like a little girl with a trophy so soft to buy her way. We were both hitchhikers, and she had to hear us tuned to the roar of some metal tempered engine on an alien distant shore. So you left to find a better reason than the one we were living for. And it's not that nursery mouth I came back for. It's not the way you're stretched out on the floor, 'cause I've broken all your windows and I've ran through all your doors. And who am I to ask you to lick my sores? And you should know that's true. I came for you, you. I came for you, but you did not need my urgency. I came for you, you. I came for you. Life was one long emergency, and your cloud liners on my electric Sturgis Street.
Look at you with that wise old look on the old. begin to explain how I stole a ring from the flying horses, and it's all rusty now. I stole a ring from the flying horses, and I can't begin to explain how.
So that was Flying Horses, again, a Middlebury, or many of them were from Middlebury, not Williams, but nevertheless, good tune, at least in my humble opinion. Before that, For You, which, I don't know, I think disparagingly, Mr. Gondek referred to as, what'd you say it was?
I basically said it was Blinded by the Light with different lyrics, and that's not disparaging. We're all confirmed fans of Mr. Springsteen, who's looking more and more like Woody Allen every day. but we love the Boss. We love the Boss. Hey, if you're in a class of '90, I mean, when they put out that triple CD, I mean, the quads are more or less blaring out that concert that he did in the '80s, like steady. Mm-hmm. So no, I grew to love Bruce Springsteen.
So where do you think the rest of us are? Will there be a James Small sighting anytime soon, do you think? Or a rumor sighting?
On the intercomputer web thing that the kids are all talking about nowadays, that Mr. Small is currently breakfasting at the Williams Inn at the Barn. I would have done this, except I had to be here at 8:30, and the Barn does not open on the weekends until 8. So I had a very lovely bowl of instant oatmeal at Tunnel City Coffee. On beautiful Spring Street here in downtown Williamstown. So, as far as the rest of them, I understand Dr. Sonnen Menon is, even as we speak, winging his way back to York, Pennsylvania with his lovely daughter, Maddie, who's class of 25.
Was there an Eagles game later or something? I mean, like, that's a pretty early departure.
Well, you know, he's an early bird kind of guy, and he wants to get on the road quickly. He probably had to shake his daughter awake because, you know, he is he's by the book. He's pretty buttoned up now that he's gotten older. So yeah, he's on the road and he probably had some muesli this morning. He's a big muesli guy. Let's see, who else? Brett Babbitt. Well, the last I heard about Brett Babbitt, he was shooting out the lights in downtown Williamstown last night, singing Danny Boy.
Does it get more Irish than that?
It does. He was reverting back to his Irish roots. So we hope to see him, but that's really up to local.
What about Mr. Jones?
Chris Jones?
Yes, that Mr. Jones.
I do not know. There's a rumor, another rumor, a good one, that his wife, St. Joan, who is literally one of the finest people to walk on this earth, and that is not meant to be any sort of and I'm not saying that just because she's going to be bringing us donuts. That's helping.
I need coffee.
If you are listening over the air, Don really needs coffee. I understand there's a chain here in New England called Dunkin' Donuts. I live in Oregon. We don't have them.
Very, very, very popular with the locals, I hear.
And I understand they serve coffee as well. So perhaps this angel of mercy who somehow married Chris Jones, how that worked out, I'll never be able to know. We'll bring you a cup of coffee.
I see. And do we owe our listeners anything? Like, is there something that we must do coming up? Like, I don't know, like, read something. We already did the weather and the news.
You know, so. The thing is, it's
such as
what else is there?
Such as
there's the daily horoscope reading that has to be done. I'm sure that I'm sure that all Pisces out there they're not getting out of bed until you give them some clear direction on what's going to be happening today.
Do you remember back in the Baxter days, back in the you know, back when you had to, when you had to actually light the transponder,
there were two small pedals underneath the DJ board. You kind of, like Fred Flintstone, you kind of had to rotate them in order to get the power.
But you had to read the news, and it came off on like some dot matrix printer or something. You had to rip it off into like this one line AP news stories,
yes,
and stuff. You remember that?
Yeah. I will tell you very briefly that one of the people, and I will not mention the particular DJ who's doing this, had wondered if we were still ripping things off the AP or UPI wire. And I had to inform them, I don't think WCFM has had the money to subscribe to AP for a while, and I think UPI has been consigned to the dustbin of history. So neither one of those. We're just pulling, for the news you're getting from us, honestly,
we are assuming that the sources that are on this computer are accurate, but don't hold us to that.
Yeah, and I can't for the life of me find the cart player. Otherwise, I'd be mixing up some old spots from
there are
30 years
there
ago.
Are no cart players. When we did this in 2019, Matthew, I forget his name is. It was I have the video of this. I mean, the cart player, the kid looked at me with this blank stare, like, "What do you mean the cart player?" We might as well ask him where do you keep the kerosene for the lamps? You know, back when we ran this studio in Baxter. Oh, one last thing we mentioned that there are no requests right now because we can't even get on the phones. But if you are on Facebook and you see the either throwback page or the poster we've been putting on the So You Went to Williams College Facebook page and you want to throw a request in there. For the time being, that's probably going to be the best until we've had enough courage to, like, maybe put our private phone numbers out there for requests. So I apologize for all those people listening all over the world wanting to know how they can get their things on there. We're trying to work this out. So
yes, and I think you name dropped Elaine Corey was kind enough to mention she was listening.
Elaine Corey, better known as the young woman who provided the legs to the George Michael Faith video that was done in the Prospect basement in 1988. Obviously, it was a fantastic performance because over 30 years later, those gams are still inexorably etched into my mind. So I'm sure she's horrified and or secretly proud as her children are hearing, "Mom, what did you do?" But she's always a lady. We're very pleased to hear she's listening. Thank you, Elaine.
Yeah, and so anyone else who wants to do a shout out through that magic Facebook thing, which is not me because I don't really have a presence there, but I know you do, and I know a couple of other people do.
I'm an attention slut, so yeah, I'm on every social media. I'm actually not. I haven't gotten any of the social media, but the whole Facebook thing, it's still there. I'm trying to think. Is there anybody else you want to shout out to?
Well, I'm hoping that my family's listening, and we're coming up this next little segment, sort of some of my daughter's favorite tunes, sort of an eclectic mix. I'm not trying to be uber DJ here. I'm just playing stuff that people told me to play or suggested I play or thought might be useful for me to play.
And we're standing behind Don even as we speak with a large stick, and we're pointing towards the screen as to which album songs he has to play. Yes, there's no free will.
All right, enough for me.
Sometime in the spring, with just a knapsack and a six-string, I'd made this deal. I was barely 17, armed with delusions of a dream. No knowledge in my chest, but ways and means and schemes. By the time I hit Seattle, I arrived by train. It was called the Empire Builder. I don't know how it got its name. Not even old enough to drink, but I always found a way. Often stumbling out onto the street, moon shining on my back, singing la 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 this time with my friends who shared much of the same. The same sense of wonder or desire for fame. As the white lines heard her pass, he also thought I could be that would change. He headed out on the 401, feeling no pain. Until one day, somehow, that would all turn to shame. So much was in us at the time, it helped me to close my mind. And try not to think at all as we braced for the fall. La, la, la. Good life was promised and life was taken so easily. Turned out reality wasn't cracked up to be what it was meant to be. When in doubt, I look back to when I was 17. And all those miles and miles and miles that I've seen. Each inch of pavement has a story to tell. Some I can't recall, others I remember all too well. Da-da.
Songs, no. La, la, la. La, la, la. La, la, la. was colored black by those killing machines. But she and her furry friends took down the queen bee and her men. And that's how the story goes, the story of the bees with those four dirty.
So supposedly I have some responsibilities. You are listening to WCFM 91.9 FM here in Williamstown, Massachusetts, although you may be listening to it over the internet. Anyway, thanks for being with us. That was just Dirty Paws by of Monsters and Men, and of course they're an Icelandic band. And when I raised that and I said, well, what other Icelandic bands are there? Tim offered Björk, but I'm not sure that's true. Do we know for a fact that Björk is Icelandic? 100%, he says. All right, well, there you go. So if you're trying to piece together an all Icelandic listening or playlist, then that's about the extent of what I'm aware of anyway. Monsters and Men and Björk. And before that, we were listening to Ballad of a Young Troubadour by Julian Taylor. And coming up, we'll pick up the tempo a little bit. And in sort of an homage to Mr. Small is not with us, we'll play some AC/DC, only it won't be AC/DC actually playing it. So you can guess who it is. It'll be a more feminine voice. Oh, there's breaking news. Hold on. It's like
breaking news from the Williamstown.
Go ahead,
dude. Breaking news from the Williamstown Donut Division. According to sources, Chris Jones, important resident of the Village Beautiful, has said, "quote heading to Dunkin' now. Any requests?" So here's your chance. I know he's listening on the air. Don, put in your request. What would you like from Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, just a regular hot coffee, a little half and half, or cream, or whatever they put in it. So
yeah, you want to? Do you need a crawler? A jelly?
I'm out on the crawler. Sorry.
Well, you know, CJ, I like the old fashions with like crumb, but I know that apparently might have stepped on some toes with some comments during the last segment. I apologize. So, yeah, no, they're great. So
yeah, maybe some donut holes. How about that?
There you go. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, that fine institution, Dunkin' Donuts, will look forward to the bounty that will be here shortly. In the meantime, please enjoy what we're listening to next, Dissolve.
Bubble up and cut right through. just wanted you to watch me dissolve slowly in a pool full of your love. I don't even know how the chemistry works when your pool's at kicking in the dirt, kicking in the sand and stirring up trouble. Someone I believe in. Am I on the elaborate? Someone you can test things on. This isn't what I signed up for. I just wanted you to watch me dissolve slowly in a pool full of your love. But I don't even know how the chemistry works when your pool's at kicking in the dirt, kicking in the sand and stirring up trouble.
We'll be right back. I got money in the bank. got Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. To walk on. His thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone.
That was a little ditty. I think he's going. I think he's back to Mellencamp. John something. I don't know what he is. We're joined in the studio. This is me and my show. It's passing prologue.
Oh, once upon a midnight
prologue
to that show. In my head.
Teddy the Greek.
I couldn't escape the memory.
Go ahead, Teddy. What is the first song you think you might be playing on the show coming up at about a half hour at the top of the hour?
The first song is I'm basically when looking in John. The
trusted friends, could you humor me and tell me lies? Yeah, humor me and tell me lies.
Yeah. Teddy's family anchor tenant here.
But I've been there, I can see it. How a lot of nervous magician waiting in the wings of a bad play where the heroes are right. Nobody
cultural
thinks
icon,
or expects too much. Hollywood's calling for the movie rights in your days, babe. Let's keep in touch. Hey, baby, let's keep in touch. Show me all the things no one else can see. So watch out, they'll be combined as well. And soon if we're lucky, we'd be unable to tell what's yours.
Fair enough, but I understand that there's some
other options. And it doesn't have to run, just don't you feed me your life. But yeah, now, why you want to give me a run around? Yeah, there's your fire and a few things up. When all it does is slow.
Retro scene, so it'll happen at some point. Maybe we'll collaborate on it. Who knows?
Well, that's wonderful. So we've just been listening to just before Jack and Diane, we were listening to Dissolve from Abso Facto, and you know, for James, we were playing a little AC/DC. Except it was, if you guessed Shakira, then you have an astute ear. It was Shakira covering Back in Black, and then just in honor of Mr. Twombly being in the room, we played The Man. So he insists he's a man and not the man, but you know, that was as close as we could get.
Semantics.
And then coming up, I have a request from someone who is actually flying right now. And when I say flying, he is actually piloting a Cessna. So hopefully he's not distracted by this, but he suggested we play some Blues Travelers, Blues Traveler. So we'll do that. And then we're going to go into sort of a little calmer mode for about 15 minutes, playing some jazz and some other stuff. So,
hey, Don, before you switch over the music, what's that? What's the look? What's the weather? Pet Rock say?
The Pet Rock. I don't know. Can we get an update, Mr. Twombly? What is the Pet Rock saying? Hanging out the window. Is it moving?
The Pet Rock is gray. The weather is gray.
The weather is gray, and we're not talking Dobie gray. We're talking 50 just
shades of gray.
50 shades of gray. This is one particular shade of gray. Yeah, it's not wet, so that's good. So it's not. It might be a little cool, but we can't actually reach through the window, so I can't tell you that. Anything else you can tell us about the weather? Weather or not? So the one thing this is apropos of nothing, certainly not the weather, but just when I walked up between the gym, you know, is that Lawrence, I guess, that building, whatever, I just didn't remember that those stairs were that taxing. I like this morning I walked up the stairs, I was like wow, it's like
a
workout.
They've added like 50 stairs on there since we were students. It's really horrible.
I feel it, yeah. So.
How
yeah,
true.
I don't know what that. I don't know what that's suggesting. We're out of shape, probably. anyway, this is Run Around. And
waiting in the wings of a bad play where the heroes are right.
I've grown a little cynical, but I know no matter what the waitress brings, I should drink it and always be for. Yeah, I will drink it and always be. Yeah.
Couple of classics, and I mean that in the gentlest, nicest of ways, of course. That was Celery Stocks at Midnight, Will Bradley doing that version, and the Eddie Higgins Trio doing Autumn Leaves just before that. So wake up. We'll get you going here. We have a full crowd in the house. Not only is Teddy here, but now we've been joined, and the reason you can hear me a little perkier is that Mr. Jones has delivered coffee. Yay. He's very shy, though. He doesn't want to be on the interweb through this radio thingy, Bob. Mr. Wiggers is here. He's a little frustrated because he was making faces at us through the window, and no one would let him in. So,
I just wanted to tell you that they'd run away twice, and he didn't know it.
I played Runaway twice, and I didn't know it. I did know it because people were telling me that it was running while I was talking, and I apologize.
Did your daughter call you five times?
She didn't call, but she did text me, and so like the next song, which I'm not familiar with, I'm going to play because she suggested it's Stick Season by Noah Kahan, but we'll see if it's decent. I'm sure Tim will like it in any case. So,
Curry,
I'm sorry, Mr. Gondek, right, I had your mic off there. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I want to shout out to both Elaine Corey and Susie Curry, who's not only listening to us right now, but has said that she's having a weird Back to the Future experience because she's waiting to hear back from the few colleges that her daughter has applied to. So she's like doing the college wait thing anxiety for her daughter, but also reliving her college experience listening to the dulcet tones of one Don Trudeau.
Let her in. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure where she's hoping to go, but hopefully it all works out. My oldest just went through it a little while ago, and everyone in the room I think has either gone through it or will go through it soon. It's a little bit of a stressful time.
Yeah, we're rooting for her though, Susie. Wherever she wants to go, we keeping our fingers crossed.
We're calling the trustees all the places that.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Good luck with that. So that's Mr. Wiggers. He'll be playing later in the day. Chris, you're the anchor man, right? You're like at 6 tonight, or what?
I'm doing 6 to 8. Although who knows if it goes a little bit longer. I mean, since I'm the last person, I get to shut off the transmitter. And if I get this huge like influx of requests from people, etc., who knows what I might be able to do. But again, we can't put you over the air because the phones, similar to like the Shining Hotel, the phones here are dead. You can't call in and we can't put you on the air, but you've done a great job, Don. This is your last 10 minutes. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better now. Like I said, a little coffee, a couple of chocolate, donut holes. I mean, like what could be better?
So everybody's getting excited here with the last 10 minutes of what you got. And then Teddy's in the corner, champing at the bit.
Teddy is in the house, and we've already previewed his show focused on the 80s. So get ready for that. He'll be on. And then who's following Teddy?
After Teddy, it's our own James Small, who still is not here. so we're hoping it's James
Send
Small.
Out the hounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see where he's at. I don't know. That's...
As you promised me that I was
all right, thank you all for listening. That may be the last time you hear from me in this set. And up next,
halfway through the drive because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather because I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tired tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tired tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink
alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tired tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm spinning hat that old.
Thank you so much for hanging with me this morning. We've come to the end of our time, and we're joined with new people in the room. There is a James Small sighting, welcome Katrina. Not everyone's going to go on the air, I don't think. Teddy's going to come up in a minute. The name of my show is Passes Prologue, and anyone from my era might recall that I had an early morning CFM show some time ago. And the show that followed mine was called Peace Frog. And so, as a peace out, love you all. We'll end with that song.
Dead blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles.
scattered on dawn's highway bleeding. Ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind. Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roots and the palm trees of Venice. Blood in my love in the terrible summer. Bloody red sun of fantastic LA. Money.